This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand with an appreciation of TikTok, or at least an attempt to understand how it has absolutely transformed our culture. One of our regulars is here now, Carolina Miranda. She's art and design columnist for the LA Times, and she recently wrote a piece called How TikTok's Addictive Anti-Aesthetic Has Already Conquered Culture. Hi.
Hello.
So we should all give up. Our overlords are here and we should submit.
We have the algorithm is in charge, and we just need to give into it. It's in our brain. It's running everything.
It is running the world. Well, 3 billion downloads. I get it. What is it about TikTok that makes it so, I don't know, of the moment, so sticky, so addictive, so irresistible to so many people?
TikTok's algorithms have found a way of figuring out what it is you like to watch and delivering more of that content to you. So for someone like me, who has a very odd sense of humor, is into the weird and the bizarre, the app just has this ability to surface more things like that. And as a result, you end up sort of in these corners of the internet that just aren't served by the larger popular culture. And I think that in part is what makes it so absorbing. And I think the other thing is its informality. You know, if Instagram has this certain gloss to it, you know, the beautiful vacation photos, the lovely cappuccino, the fashion, whereas this is, you know, it's people in their car talking, they're in their kitchen, they're wearing their sleeping bonnets. Like, there's something about it that feels very real, even if it's an algorithm.
Yeah, it feels really real. And it's the anti-aesthetic quality of it. How did that come to be? Because it feels sui generis that nobody set out for this to be the aesthetic, but it just kind of became the aesthetic.
Before TikTok was TikTok, when it launched in 2016, it was a lip syncing app called Musical.ly. And it was that app that ended up becoming TikTok. And I think, you know, the leaders of the company really found this kind of performance driven quality in Musical.ly. Like, kids were going on, they were putting on their favorite music, they were performing to it. And I think It's TikTok has its roots in that, in the everyday person going on camera and putting on these wild performances.
Yeah. So, and you write that it is the performance that drives TikTok, that it's not just a picture. And you cite the Kardashians as an example. Like, they'll post a picture and it doesn't really work on TikTok.
Yeah, well, they'll post video, but the videos sometimes feel a little dead because they're posing, and TikTok does not play to posing. It is a platform that I think prizes movement, it prizes performance, it prizes wit. You know, some of the most viral TikToks are simply where somebody's reacting in a very funny way or doing a funny dance move.
Right. And that repetition thing is also fascinating, how that has become such an essential part of TikTok. Like, there's an original TikTok video that goes viral, and then there are all of the imitators and the satirists and everyone else who's doing a bit on that particular video, which is fascinating. And I'm sure there are a million English major theses in there. But what do you think that says about our culture?
I mean, I think part of it is, you know, it's this way of being involved in this conversation. It also creates this somewhat low bar for entry. Like, if you were going to, say, start a YouTube channel, that might feel like a very overwhelming thing. Like, what would I talk about? What would I do? Whereas on TikTok, you can take something that already exists, put your own spin on it, and still have some measure of virality to it. It makes it less daunting as a user to do that than to, say, come up with something from scratch. And then what ends up happening too is that something will go viral, and then you'll just see these very funny riffs on that idea echo throughout the platform. And part of one of the functions that TikTok has is it has the duet function, which allows you to place your video next to another person's video. And I think that's part of, honestly, what makes the app very unique, is this ability to not just put a like or a comment or a retweet, but to do this duet in which you can live react to something as it happens.
So it's really a conversation between you watching the person who's watching the other video and adapting it to their own. And then maybe you'll do one, a duet of the duet.
And it could be endless. You know, there is this phenomenon on TikTok known as the duet train. You know, when sea shanties became popular on TikTok in 2021, somebody posted a video of a sea shanty. Then somebody posted a duet adding their vocals over that sea shanty. Then a third person maybe added some instrumentation. Then a fourth person came along and added drums. And that makes it a really remarkable way to react to something that goes beyond, you know, just that like Facebook like.
So, right. So this is a super popular part of TikTok. Also, but the original content, I mean, I'm always amazed at how creative people are in their own bedrooms or what have you with very low production value. And you point to one that you really like, a woman named Kendria Bland. She has 1.3 million followers. Tell us about her and what you like about her.
She is a comedian from Mississippi, and she does these very funny, she has a series of different posts. One consists of this running skits, kind of Saturday Night Live style skits that she does about this pack of roaches that live behind a refrigerator. And she plays all the different roaches, differentiating the different roaches with different wigs. Super low production values, and is able to do this partly because of TikTok's incredible editing abilities within the app. You know, you can make these mini movies and they're very lo-fi, but if you're a clever content creator, you can deploy those in absolutely incredible ways.
You end your piece saying TikTok is real life. And I went, oh my God, what?
We are all just units in the matrix at this point.
I have to say, I've avoided TikTok because I know that once I get into it, I'll be sucked into it. And then I feel like my real life will be over. But are you saying just you can't avoid it? Jump in?
I'm not saying jump in. The app does harvest an incredible amount of data off of your usage. It has been banned from government apps as a result in the United States. But I do think that even if you're not in TikTok, you have seen echoes of it elsewhere in culture. You know, like recently Google redesigned its search pages based on the ways on which, you know, teenagers and tweeners use TikTok. Even if you're not on TikTok and you have no plans to get on TikTok, there are aspects of its aesthetic that have already seeped into the wider culture.
Amazing. And at the same time, people are afraid, you know, government officials are afraid, as you alluded to, that information, sensitive information could be compromised because this is a Chinese-owned company. And they could be spying on you, us, what have you. And there seems to be a low level of panic among government officials about TikTok. Maybe not so low level.
No, it's not low level. In fact, in the last federal spending bill, there was language in there that banned TikTok from all government devices. So that's now federal law. And because it lies to some degree beyond the grasp of U.S. regulators, you know, a lot of concern.
Yeah. So how much time do you spend on it per day? Be honest.
Some nights I just find myself inhaled because there is a lot of clever, funny stuff. You know, the Kevin McCarthy Speaker of the House votes was the subject of much grist on TikTok.
Well, you know, I see a lot of that on Instagram, I guess from people like you who post TikToks on Instagram. So I don't have to be there. So
exactly. You don't even need to be on TikTok to experience it.
Right, to get your Kevin McCarthy memes. So, yay. Exactly. All right. Carolina Miranda, art and design columnist for the LA Times. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, that'll do it for us today on Press Play. Hey, you can check us out on Instagram and on Twitter, or me at least, at The Mad Brand. That is the handle. I'm Madeline Brand. I'll see you tomorrow.